This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to at least 724,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States. More than 19.5 million have been infected globally, with the U.S., Brazil, and India greatly outpacing all other countries. Brazil has surpassed the grim milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, 5 months after their first reported case. The country is showing no signs of crushing the disease. The nation of 210 million has been reporting an average of more than 1,000 daily deaths from the pandemic since late May, and the 905 recorded in one of the latest tallies put Brazil above the 100,000 mark. The health ministry also said there are more than 3 million confirmed infections. The totals are second only to the United States, and experts believe both numbers are severe undercounts due to insufficient testing. U.S. President Donald Trump is bypassing the nation's elected lawmakers as he claims the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit. Mr. Trump signed several executive orders at his New Jersey golf club after negotiations with Congress on a new coronavirus rescue package collapsed. The president moved to continue paying a supplemental federal unemployment benefit for millions of Americans out of work due to the outbreak. However, he reduced it from $600 a week to $400 and is requiring states to pay one quarter of the new amount. Congress allowed those payments to lapse on August 1st, and negotiations to extend them have been mired in partisan gridlock, with the White House and Democrats miles apart. Mr. Trump also extended a moratorium on evictions, deferred payroll taxes for a year, and continued of student loan payment suspensions. This is VOA News. Torrential rain has continued to hammer South Korea, leaving dozens of people dead, others missing. A landslide destroyed several homes in one province alone, killing at least five people. According to the latest official figures, the heavy rain that continued from August 1st across the country led to the largest casualties caused by torrential rain since 2011. The ministry also said thousands of people in 11 cities and provinces have been left homeless. A Venezuelan court has sentenced two former U.S. Special Forces soldiers to 20 years in prison for their part in a failed beach attack aimed at overthrowing President Nicolas Maduro. But lawyers for the former Green Berets, Luke Denman and Aaron Berry, said they were barred from the secret jailhouse proceedings Friday night. Venezuela's chief prosecutor announced the outcome, saying both men confessed to their alleged crimes. They were arrested for the May 3rd failed attack that left eight dead and dozens more jailed. A third former U.S. Green Beret admitted to leading the operation using his private security firm, Silver Corps USA. More protests are expected in the U.S. in Oregon following violent demonstrations this week as unrest in the northwest city continues. Since George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, protests have occurred nightly for 70 days. An Oregon State Police trooper was struck in the head by a large rock and suffered a head injury. Police said demonstrators threw or launched items, including rocks, frozen or hard-boiled eggs, and commercial-grade fireworks toward officers early Saturday. Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler said this week the violent protesters are also serving as political props for U.S. President Donald Trump's re-election. Mr. Trump has referred to the protesters as sick and dangerous anarchists. Former Vice President Joe Biden's controversial remarks about race this week risk alienating young black voters who don't favor President Trump but are not inspired by his Democratic rival. During two separate interviews with a black and Latina reporter this week, Biden made racially charged comments that some young black activists and elected officials say turned off their peers. Many black voters have said they view Mr. Trump as someone who exacerbates racial tensions and are unlikely to support his campaign in large numbers. But those turned off by Biden may decide to sit out the presidential election, which is in closely contested states. According to the Daily Sunday Telegram, the French government will ask Britain to pay £30 million to bring down the flow of migrants coming to the UK in boats across the channel from France. UK ministers have not yet decided on whether to agree to the French demands, according to the newspaper, citing a source from Britain's Home Office. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.